Y'all got your Bible? All right, open it to Luke chapter 4. New Testament, Luke chapter 4. We're beginning a brand new series called Breaking Free. Breaking Free. Breaking Free. And you know, I'm so glad, and that you're learning the purpose of our church. You know, if I went to a church, and I called it my church home, I definitely want to know, why church? Why go? Why do they need me? Why is it important that I'm there every time the doors are open on the weekend? What's my part to play? What are we doing? Why am I giving and serving and praying? Why church? Well, at Church on the Rock, it's very clear. It's very clear. Our purpose is to help people know God. If you're a note taker, you might want to write that down. You might even want to put it on your phone and the screensaver so you understand why you're at our church, why this is your church. Okay? So it's to help people, number one, what? Know God. Now, family, we've studied this out. We're intentional. And so we have it in the proper sequence. The proper sequence. It's in the proper order. So the first thing is to help everybody know God. Then number two, find freedom. Find freedom. Say that with me. Find freedom. And that's what I'm going to talk about, really the purpose of our church, this whole month long of April. Help people find freedom. But did you see something? You're not going to find freedom with a pill or a plan or a program. You're not going to find lasting freedom. You know, we all tried that willpower stuff, right? I'm not going to eat a Snickers. I'm going to put it in the freezer and freeze it, but I'm not going to eat that Snickers. And I go home and I eat that Snickers. Willpower is not enough. How many of you know willpower is not enough? So notice that knowing God comes before finding freedom. Real freedom is not in a pill. It's not in a program. It's not in a plan. A real freedom is in the person of Jesus Christ. He's the true liberator. He's the only real liberator that can set you free from all those things that are restricting you and holding you back from being the person God created you to be. So it's to know God. And number two, our purpose at our church is to help people find freedom. You know, as I was looking at the videos before the service, I mean, you need to get here early because you're missing out on preview of coming attractions. You go to the movie early, get popcorn, right? Pop and all that and candy bars, whatever. You need to come to church early just so you can watch the preview of coming attractions on our videos. And this morning I was watching a story of one of our teenagers. And this teenager, he was talking about how he had a problem as a teenager with depression. Teenager dealing with discouragement, heaviness, and depression. And he said he couldn't get free from it. But a friend, thank God for a friend, invited him to Uprising, our youth ministry here at Church on the Rock. And he came, gave his heart to God, and he said he found freedom in Christ from discouragement, depression, and heaviness. So much so that his father observed the change. How he was liberated and he found freedom and freedom came. So then his father started coming to Church on the Rock. Come on, somebody give the Lord a big praise. That's revival. Those are the kind of stories that we play before the service because we want you to know and we want you to understand. We want to train your mind. In fact, I want to brainwash you. Oh, Pastor, we heard about that. You better believe it. I want to brainwash you. It's through the washing of the water of the Word that you change who you are into who God wants you to be. It's through the washing of the water of the Word that God changes who you are to who God created you to be. So our purpose here is, number one, help people know God. Number two, it's to help people all month. I'm going to talk about it. How to find freedom. And then number three, what's that? Discover your... Folks, you know what I found out? I've lived for God for a long time. I've counseled lots of people. I could say thousands of people over 35 years. And I found out this. You'll never discover your purpose as long as you're focusing on your problems. Two words, letter P. You'll never discover your purpose, your potential, the person you're going to be, supposed to be, if you're always focusing on a habit, on a mistake, on a failure, on resentment, on regret. If you're always focusing on your problems, if you're always held up, hostage, hang up, a hurt, a pain, a problem, guess what? You don't have any energy or time or clarity to discover what your purpose is on the planet. If you're worried about you all the time, how can you find out the real you? If you're focusing on your problems, how can you discover the person God wants and intended for you to be? So here's what I know. Until you begin to find freedom, you'll never discover your purpose in life. That's our third thing here at church. And then after you know God, and we spend the rest of our life doing that, right, church? And then find freedom. And can I share this with you? As a Christian, you're free, but you're getting free. Come on, somebody with a pastor. You're free, but you're getting free. You've been made free, and you're getting free. What do you mean, pastor? Christians aren't perfect. Christians have problems. You know, somebody says, I'm not going to go to that church because it's full of hypocrites. Come on. One more won't bother us at all. You know what? None of us are perfect. None of us have arrived. We all have bondages. Believers have bondages. We're all wounded. We've all been hurt. We've all been, neglected. And we've all been looked over and let down. Come on. Am I right? Can we have a Dr. Phil moment right now? Am I right? I'm right. So, we're going to spend the rest of our life as Christians. Stuff's going to drop off of us. Finding freedom. And then you're going to be discovered, wow, I'm not a mistake. I am a son and a daughter of the Most High God. I am born again anew. I'm a new creation. I'm not who the world says that I am. Those are all lies. My friends, the crowd, the culture, the coach, the teacher that put a curse on me, that said bad things over me, the ex, whatever. Those are all lies. And I'm going to replace those lies with the truth. And the truth is going to set me free. I am somebody. I do have a purpose. And then the last thing, what we're all about at this church is then go out and make a difference with your life. And that teenager on the video before you got here this morning, he said, I found freedom through serving God at Church on the Rock. Wow, shazam, as Gomer Pyle, that theologian, said, shazam, that he found freedom through serving. Isn't that an amazing thought? So today, that's what we're gonna talk about, finding freedom, breaking free. And psychologists, let me give you these seven weapons of self-destruction. Seven weapons of self-destruction that psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors say these are the seven highest negative emotions that destroy our potential, that keep us from becoming the person that God wanted us, intended for us to be. You and I don't want to waste our life, nor do we want to spend our life. We want to invest our life. I don't want you to waste your life. And bless God, I am not going to waste my life. And I'm not going to spend my life on me. I'm going to invest my life in making a difference with it in the lives of others around me. So what are these seven weapons of self-destruction? Number one, according to psychologists, you can look this up on the internet. Number one is shame, guilt, and condemnation. Shame, guilt, and condemnation. A life of regret and a life of resentment will destroy who God intends for you to be and what God intends for you to achieve with your life. Shame. Folks, did you know, family, did you know, brothers and sisters in the Lord, brethren and sistren, did you know your faith won't work under shame? Faith will not work under guilt. Faith will not work if you have a feeling of condemnation. Faith won't work. And that's why the devil wants you and I. He tempts us to sin, and then after we sin, we feel guilty, ashamed, and condemned. That's exactly where the devil wants us, because under condemnation, shame and guilt, regret, resentment, your faith won't even get off of first base. Faith won't work. So the first thing that psychologists tell us is the seven of the most, you know, worst weapons of self-destruction is shame, guilt, regret, and resentment. Number two, uncontrolled thoughts. Wow. Uncontrolled thoughts. We're going to talk about how to get free from uncontrolled thoughts. Folks, you and I are to control our thoughts, because your thoughts determine the direction of your life. Your thoughts, I said, your thoughts determine the direction of your life. The most dominating thoughts in your mind today determines the direction of your life. Pastor, I just wish, Pastor, I'd get my kids, you know, their behavior and their action. I just wish I'd get them to change. Well, you'll never get them to change focusing on their actions. You'll never get your children to change. You'll never change. I'll never change focusing on our behavior. Because our behavior and our actions are a reflection of our thoughts. So if you want to get your kids right and serve God, live for God, live right, you got to get them to think right. If you can get them to think right, they'll believe right and they'll live right. So you and I have to learn how to get free from negative thinking, stinking thinking, hardening of the attitudes. You know, they tell us on the internet that people are fired at work over attitude rather than ability. Over the raunchy attitude, a negative attitude, a cynical, sarcastic attitude, more people are fired over their attitude than any other thing. If you and I are going to be who God wants us to be, who God intended for us to be, and what God intended for us to do, we're going to have to learn how to control our thought life. I'm going to talk about it one weekend. You and I, to be free, we're going to have to walk in our authority. To be free, we're going to have to walk in our authority. Did you hear the man say, you're going to have to learn how to cast down, throw down every stronghold? Amen. So seven weapons of self-destruction. Number one is shame, regret, resentment, condemnation. Number two is uncontrolled thoughts. Number three are lust, desires, and habits. Lust, desires, and habits. We're going to talk about how to get free from all of these this month on Wednesday nights, Saturday, and Sunday. How to get free from the wrong desires, the wrong lust, the wrong habits. You know, it's so important that we understand that today in our growth track, you see, here at Church on the Rock, we give you resources. And we give you the resource of every Thursday night, Celebrate Recovery. Celebrate Recovery is a program from Rick Warren, Saddleback, Orange County, California, that is all over the world. And every Thursday night, we offer it at our church, and we have food and fellowship and a great time. Not only that, on Sundays this whole month at 11 o'clock, we have a small group called a Freedom Series from Gateway, Robert Morris, that Steve's teaching here at our church. Not only that, we have Growth Track. Do you hear the stories of people that are being set free just going through Growth Track? Pastor, I went through that. If you haven't gone through it since April of last year, you haven't gone through it. It's all new. And you can discover who you are. You can discover this week, we're talking about healthy habits of an overcoming Christian. Oh my goodness. So notice that you and I want to break free from not only shame, number two, uncontrolled thoughts, number three, lust, desires, and habits that are ungodly, and number four, fear. Fear. Now we're gonna cover this month. Sound good to me? Sound good to you? Because you know you'll never discover your purpose as long as you're locked up, as long as there's a lid on your life, as long as you're listening to lies, you're nobody. You're never out to anything. You're insignificant. You're a throwaway. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're broke. You're white. You're black. You're brown. You're of another, you know, ethnic group. You don't fit in. You don't blend in. Those are lies. You'll never get ahead. You'll never rise above. You know where you came from. You know your education. You know who you are. You don't have any friends. Those are lies. And we're going to replace the lie with the truth of God's word, and the truth will set you free from a lie. So fear is another emotion that's deadly and will cause self-destruction. Number five, bitterness. Oh my goodness, bitterness is poison, isn't it? Really, bitterness doesn't hurt other people. It only hurts us. How many people who've gone through a divorce do you know that are bitter? How many people who lost the position at work that you know that are bitter? How many people do you know that once attended a church in our city and they don't now because they're bitter? How many people do you know today that because of an experience, a disappointment, a set of circumstances, somebody said something, did something, or didn't say something, didn't do something, they got offended and they're bitter and they're stuck there? And they'll never become the person God wants them to be. Freedom in the Bible is defined as an unrestricted life. An unrestricted life. How many people do you know that are restricted? They're held back, held down, they're hurt, they're hostage through bitterness. And they can't get rid of it. We're going to talk about how to do that this month. Number six, hopelessness. Now, these are seven of what psychologists and psychiatrists and counselors say are the seven worst deadly emotions that will destroy your life, that you'll waste your life. Hopelessness. Aren't you glad that we as a church are presenting? Aren't you glad what you're hearing today is the good news? I'm presenting hope. Aren't you glad on our windows it says God is for you? Do you know how many people in our city think God's against them? You've heard it. Well, if I go to church with you, the roof will fall in. Well, come, let's find out. Let's just check it out. Praise God. You know, so it's important that people know God's not angry. God's not mad at them. God is for them. God loves them. God sent his son to die for them. God has a purpose for their life, and they can make a difference with their life. They can find freedom after they found God. Amen. That's our hope. We're presenting hope. We're presenting hope to the world. Number seven is insecurities. Insecurities. Wow, this hits all of us, right? Pastor, I'm not insecure. That's your defense mechanism. Yeah, you know, we all have defense mechanisms to hide our insecurities. I'm so glad today that, you know, once we find him and we get in him, he'll begin to reveal to us who we are in him. One of the ways that you break free is you find out who. I loved it today. I like that song. I like that song that they were singing today about, you know, knowing who you are in Christ, finding freedom in Christ. Isn't that a great song? Isn't that an awesome song? All the things we're teaching are in that song. I thought, how cool is that? So number seven is insecurities. You know, people a lot of times are overly loud and obnoxious because they're really insecure. Right? So you can be an extrovert or an introvert or whatever vert. You can be a pervert. I just hear that. Hallelujah. I woke up Fred right there. Fred woke up. Praise the Lord. But you know what? God can heal us of all of our insecurities. Dr. Roy Hicks, who's in heaven, he was on my board and a mentor for years. Many of you have been here for years. You remember Dr. Roy Hicks. He wrote a book called Healing Our Insecurities. Wow, it's a good book. All right, what do you say we get in the Word now, okay? So these are the things these are the villains of the story, right? For all month. We're going to find out the answer. Let's look at Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord, this is Jesus, he said, I'm anointed to preach the good news to the poor. He said, he, everyone say he. He's referring to God, his Father, right? He's saying, God sent me. My Father sent me. So my Father sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to announce to captives that they can be released. And the blind see, and the downtrodden shall be what? Freed from all their oppressors, which would include all seven of the most deadliest sins of self-destruction we just read about, right? All means all. Come on, church, do you believe it? All means all. So all seven things that we talked about, those are oppressive emotions. And the good news is you can be set free. I can be set free. So God the Father sent his son to bring us freedom, right? God the Father sent his son to bring freedom to us. So if you're a note taker, I'd write this down. God is for my freedom. Okay? Now, let's look at another scripture as we're building our case today. John 8, verse 36. John 8, 36. So if the Son, that's a capital S, so it's a reference to Jesus, right? He's the real liberator. Jesus is the real liberator. Jesus. So I got to know God before I ever find freedom. Don't try to find freedom without God. There's no lasting freedom in a pill, a program, a plan. There's no lasting freedom until I find God, until I know God. So notice it says, if the Son liberates you, he makes you free men and women. What are you today? You're free and you're getting free. You're free and you're on your way to more freedom. Yeah? Free. He's the liberator. Then you really are unquestionably free. So you know what? If God said that about you, you need to start saying that about yourself. I'm free. Stop saying that I'm addicted to this and I'm addicted to that and I'll never get over that and I'll never get over this. It's a generational curse. You should have heard what my dad said, my mom said, my coach said, my teacher said, my friends say about me. You should hear all of that. Well, that's what they say. But what has God said? What has God said? What has God, what does he say? He has better English than me. What does he say? Amen? He said, the Son, Jesus, the liberator, came to really set you free. So if you're a note taker, Jesus is for your freedom. God the Father is for your freedom. Number two, Jesus is for you being free. Number three, let's look at the next scripture. Number three, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17. It says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Now, you see the capital S on the Spirit family? Okay, that's a reference to the Holy Spirit, not the human spirit. So he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He says, now the Lord is the Holy Spirit, and where the Holy Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. It actually says in the Greek, where the Spirit is Lord, where the Spirit is Lord, where the Holy Spirit is Lord. Oh my goodness. Where the Holy Spirit is Lord. What does that mean, Pastor? When you and I yield to the Holy Spirit, he helps us to gain power over the old nature and rise to our new nature. He helps us change. Willpower is not enough. We need spirit power. So notice that not only God the Father is for your freedom, God the Son is for your freedom. And here, number three, God the Holy Spirit is for your freedom. And if God and the Trinity is for you, who can dare be against you? John, one more. John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. So Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, now are they believers? Yes. Who believed in him, they would be believers, right? This is yes, church. This is yes. They're believers, right? See, I'm saying that because I want you to know believers have bondages. It's okay for us to be honest with ourselves. Come on. You can't help a person that's prideful. You can't help a person that doesn't want to change, is not willing to change, doesn't understand they need to change. Well, I'll change when she changes. Ain't going to happen, Bill. Well, I'll change when he changes. It's not going to happen, Susie. It's not going to happen that way. It starts with you, not him or her. Oh, praise the Lord. Free counseling right there. So notice he said, Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you abide in my word, oh my goodness, hold fast to my teachings, live in accordance with them, focus on the process, live every day according to the word of God. Not how you feel, not what the crowd is doing, not what your friends are doing, not what the circumstances are saying, but live every day in alignment to what saith the word of God. Live every day, be a doer of the word. He said, you are truly my what? Disciples. So notice, converts don't get free, disciples get free. Converts receive freedom, but only disciples get free. I hope you understand that. You know, we all have received the gift of freedom at the new birth as a convert, but I'm going to have to be committed to be a follower of Christ, a hearer of the word, a doer of the word, focus on the process every day. It's called being a disciplined learner. Only then will I be free and free indeed. Oh, look at the next verse, verse 32. and you will know the truth, capital T, what's that? The Bible, scriptures, promises. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But for the truth to set you free, you got to be full of it. You got to be constantly hearing it and constantly applying it. Even when we miss it, get back on track and focus on the process and not your failures, your mistakes, or your setbacks, but stay hooked into the process of every day hearing it, filling up with it, and doing it, and applying it. And if you do, you're a disciple. It's only then that you find freedom. You receive it as a convert, but you begin to walk it out as a disciple. You receive it when you get saved, born again, a Christ follower, a Christian, but you begin to walk it out and grow in it as you become a disciple Sunday in, Sunday out. Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. You start your day with it and you end your day with it and you begin to walk in freedom. Give the Lord a good praise, would you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right, so let me just give you five ways to find freedom. Can I do that? Five ways to find freedom. Now, all of them were found in all those scriptures that I gave you, but let me give them to you on breaking free. I just like to get free, Pastor. Well, that's good because a lot of people don't want to get free. A lot of people like to stay sick, stay addicted because they get attention. A lot of people want to stay sick and stay hurt and stay wounded because people listen to them, feel sorry for them. They get affection and attention. What would happen if they got free? Then they would have to start ministering to other people. It just came out. I didn't mean for that just to come out like that. Amen. Are y'all with me? I mean, you know people like that, right? Codependent. You tell them something and they don't do it. They just want your time, not your wisdom. Right? They just want to cry on your shoulder, want you to feel sorry for them, and they get their high on self-pity and all of that. Those people will never get free. You can't help them. So first of all, you got to want to get free. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes to get free. Amen. And then you got to get committed to the process. Come hell or high water for the rest of your life. Amen. Okay, am I helping anybody today? All right, so let's look at it. Number one, here are five ways to get free. Number one, come to God. Come to God. Really? Yeah, come to God. Because it's not an appeal, a plan, a program. It's come to God. He's the answer. He's the one who sent his son to liberate us. It's God's plan to set us free. So notice, I'll never get free until I know God. That God is for me. That God loves me. That God sent his son to die for me. That God has purchased freedom for me. Does it happen overnight? No, it happens over time. Amen. The path of the righteous gets brighter. That means every day of your life should get better. Like Pastor Kim said, you can still go through Hell Week. That sounds like the Navy SEALs, doesn't it? You can go through Hell Week. Amen. But you can still rejoice in the Lord. Amen. So, number one, you got to come to God. Now, we'll cover these all month, but I just want to give them to you today because I want to add value to your life. I want to give you hope. Come to God. Number two, then you have to surrender to God. So, see, some people, I've been doing this a long time, some people get saved, but they never surrender. They get saved, but they want to do Frank Sinatra. They want to do it their own way. Right? So once you come to God, then number two, it takes surrendering to God. Make him Lord, not just Savior. God, every room in my life, every door in my life, everything in my life, every habit in my life, every desire in my life, every relationship in my life, every dream in my life, God, I surrender to you. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. Well, Pastor, I'll give him this, that, and the other, but don't touch my boyfriend, and he's not Lord. Somebody's praying because, boo, I didn't think that was going to come out. Pastor, I love him, but I'm not tithing. Ooh, that got worse than the boyfriend. Praise God. If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. You know, if I said to Pastor Kim, I'm committed in these areas, but girl, surrender to God. Number three, then you have to, how do we find freedom? You got to yield to the Holy Spirit. You got to yield to the Holy Spirit. You see, I found out I don't have enough willpower to say no to a Snickers bar. Nothing wrong with a Snickers bar. I love Snickers and they love me. Praise God. But I don't want a whole bag of them in one day. Whew, I didn't want any emails on Snicker bars. Amen. Hallelujah. So you have to yield to the Holy Spirit because willpower, man, willpower. Bless God, I want to eat good for 7 days. I make it till noon. Willpower, you know, willpower is not enough. Can I have a yes in the house? We need the Holy Spirit's power. Oh, my goodness. So I have to yield every day to the Holy Spirit. Number four, I got to get full of the Word. Full of the Word. For you and I, listen very carefully, to have a strong spirit and a strong mind, we have to get full and stay full of the Word. Sunday's not enough. You need to be listening to the Bible throughout the week, reading the Bible to your kids throughout the week. You know, they found out parents who read to their kids are more successful as they grow up, right? So I'm going to have to get full of the Word and stay full of the Word. Because if I want a strong spirit to sustain me, and I want a strong mind to take care of those, control my thought life, I'm going to have to get full of the Word. Because remember, you replace those lies with the Word, right? Lies hold you back, but the truth sets you free. Whatever they said about you wasn't true. It's what does the Lord say about you? And then we're on number five, right? Number five, you have to, this is so important, know who you are in Christ. You got to know who you, and we're going to cover all of this month on Wednesday nights, Saturday and Sunday. You got to know who you are in Christ Jesus. And did you know I put just as much effort on Wednesday night as I do the weekend? All of my friends, seriously, Casey Treat will be here in a couple weeks. Love Casey. He's a good friend. He said, dude, I got rid of my Wednesday night. You need to get rid of your Wednesday night. Then you put all your effort towards the weekend. Then Pastor Tommy Barnett's coming the week after that. Dude, you need to get rid of that Wednesday night. Nobody's doing Wednesday nights anymore. Then you give all your attention to the weekend. Dude, I give you one after another, after another, after another, after another. All my peers dropped Wednesday night because they said then they can really focus on the weekend. And this guy up here, old school, still does Wednesday night. And did you know that our team, children, nursery, youth, creative artists, they do just as much work for Wednesday night as they do for the weekend. Because they love you and they care about you. We got to know who we are in Christ. As the team comes out, Matthew 11, let's look at Matthew 11. I love this. Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Well, I've been there. How about you? There have been many times I've wanted to quit. If we all did what we felt like doing, none of us would be here today. Can I have a witness in the house? If you're not saying amen, we're having an altar call. Before we have water baptism and dunk you, we're going to set you free from that lying spirit. We all get tired. We all get worn out. We all get weary. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Burned out on religion. Some people need to get free of religion. Oh, come on. That judgmental spirit. Ooh. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you. Thank you, Jesus. I'll show you how to take a real rest. And the next verse, this is where I get the title for this series. Next verse, walk with me. Folks, don't focus on your mistakes and the promises we've all made to God and we break them, we don't mean to. Don't focus on that. He's not focusing on that. Don't focus on what we try and we fail. Don't focus on that. Like Pastor Kim said, you're believing for something that's never happened. Don't focus on that. Just focus on the process. Just focus on the process. What's that? Just get up and walk with him every day. Say, here I am, God, just as I am. Just as I am. Remember that song? An altar song, just as I am. God, here I am. God, take me. Just as I am. I'm going to walk with you. And God, I'm going to let you. I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to yield. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to let you work on me. Oh, walk with you. Work with me. Work on me. I'm going to watch what you do and then learn. Everybody say learn. Learn. So it's a lifelong learner. You're a disciple. You don't get free as a convert. You become free as a disciple. Wow. Next verse. Here it is. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. God won't call you to do something you don't want to do. He won't call you a place you don't want to go. Keep company with me. Here it is. You'll learn. Everybody say learn. You'll learn how to live freely. You'll learn how to break free. That's what we're going to do this month. We're going to learn at another level how to break free.